So just how big a political bombshell is this impeachment inquiry so close to the 2020 election year? And is it more politically risky for the President or the Democrats? Cynthia Alxney is a democratically aligned former federal prosecutor, and she joined me from Washington. Cynthia Alxney, welcome to The World Today.
Thank you.
So Nancy Pelosi didn't do it in response to the Mueller report into Russian interference in the US elections, but now she has announced an impeachment inquiry. What is it about these latest allegations that have tipped the Democrat speaker into taking this course that she's previously resisted? Cynthia Alxney, welcome to The World Today.
Thank you.
So Nancy Pelosi didn't do it in response to the Mueller report into Russian interference in the US elections, but now she has announced an impeachment inquiry. What is it about these latest allegations that have tipped the Democrat speaker into taking this course that she's previously resisted?
Well, there's a couple of things. One is she's a numbers counter, and the numbers and the pressure within the Democratic caucus has increased dramatically. The second reason is, you know, the Mueller investigation on some level was almost obtuse. You know, there were so many things and so many balls in the air and all kinds of strange things happened, and it drip, drip, dripped out over the years. This is very different. This is more black and white, and there's something very clear cut about it that she can communicate and we can all communicate to the American people about his abuse of power and lack of really commitment to the Constitution in any way.
In announcing this inquiry, Ms. Pelosi said the actions of the president have seriously violated the Constitution. Take us through the specifics of that. What is she alleging that President Trump has done?
The amazing thing is he's basically admitted it. Now, I'm sure you know this, but Biden is his number one rival for the presidency in 2020. So he essentially put his desires and his needs to go after Biden above that of our country. And it's inexcusable. The only thing he's not willing to admit is the linkage between the funds and the pressure. But the constitutional violation is the pressure. You know, whatever he did in addition is fascinating and increases the case. But the fundamental case is that he was putting his needs above that of the country by this phone call pressuring Zelensky. And he's already admitted to that.
The president immediately responded to Nancy Pelosi that an impeachment inquiry would be good for him as the 2020 election year approaches. How dangerous is this politically for the Democrats?
Well, it is dangerous politically because it's a great unknown. And I think that is why Nancy Pelosi also held back with the Mueller report. But at some point, we've had so much lying. We've had so much abuse of power. We've had so much obstruction of justice. The political calculation really had to go to the wayside to the fundamental constitutional calculation, which is if we put up with this, we're never in a position to say no to any president who's out of control. If this president isn't impeachable, nobody is impeachable.
And despite his bravado, to what extent do you think that behind closed doors, Donald Trump will be concerned about this impeachment inquiry?
Oh, I'm sure he's bat crazy. You know, he always says everything is good for me. It's finally a check on his authority as president. And the timeline is sort of amazing here. So we had this big, long investigation here by Bob Mueller. And then when he testified in front of Congress and was telling them the different things the president had done wrong, it was the next day that the president was calling and pressuring Zelensky and inviting this foreign interference in our elections. There's been an arrogance about him, and part of the reason for that arrogance is because there hasn't been a check on him. So what this is notice to him, okay, Nancy Pelosi is going to start to check me. The House of Representatives is going to stand up for itself as an equal branch of government. And that's what the message is today.
We know that impeachment worked in Bill Clinton's favor. How worrying would this be for Democrats as they face an election year?
It worked in Bill Clinton's favor because the articles were so stupid, quite frankly. They were really, the articles of impeachment all had to do with this extramarital affair he had that was consensual. And at the same time, there were a lot of other political things that were happening in the country. You know, half of the speakers of the House had to be removed because they were having extramarital affairs. This is a different ballgame because this all has to do with the exercise of presidential power and the abuse of presidential power and not personal behavior.
Ultimately, impeachment of this president would be decided by the Senate, where the Republicans have the numbers. What do you think it would take for Republicans to actually vote against their own president, especially so close to an election year?
If he refused to turn over this transcript of this phone call, Mitt Romney has already made some moves that if we didn't get this information, you know, he might be somebody the Democrats could get a vote from. It's just too early to tell, but it's not going to be long because the president announced today he's going to release the full transcript of the call, and the pressure will mount for him to also release the whistleblower complaint, certainly to the intelligence committees in the House and the Senate. If he refuses to do that, that might affect Republican votes. But as a general rule, he has the votes to stay in office, and he probably will.
Cynthia Alsney, thanks so much for speaking to us.
Thank you.